Welcome to the podcast series Interest Rates with Mates with Colin, Todd, Sean, and Karen. Afternoon, everyone. Just a quick happy Melbourne Cup day. Good luck to all the jockeys out there.
And the punters.
Yeah. After 4 months of stability at 4.1, we've had some unfortunate news today.
Was it to be expected? I think it probably was after all the... I mean, once the big banks get on the back of a 0.25% increase, I think you're pretty much guaranteed it's going to go up. Even the International Monetary Fund backed it yesterday too. I was reading and said that... You know, cash rate's going to go up 0.25. So, obviously, the RBA is still concerned about inflation. I think the last results that came out didn't give too many favours for mortgage holders. But we'll see what happens in the new year.
Yeah, I think on the world stage too, like our interest rates are sort of somewhat lower compared to other developed countries. So, I think that was sort of working against us as well. But yeah, we'll see what happens over the next few months. Hopefully this is it, but I know some economists are still saying there may be one or two more. So hopefully they're wrong. Hopefully the data comes through and paints a more positive picture moving forward. But yeah, time will tell.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because 2 months ago, and such a moving target at the moment. Like you go back 2 months ago, even a month ago, leading economists were saying, you know, no to a rate hike. And then all of a sudden you get new data come out and then they're jumping on the train again saying, oh, hang about. We'll change our tune now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? Like, I mean, the next round of inflation data comes out at the end of January, as I understand it. There'll be some other reports in the meantime, no doubt, but the main data they're looking at is the end of January now. So they're saying unlikely a cash increase or cash rate increase in December, but they'll obviously review it again in early February, which is when they meet again.
It'll be really interesting to see the data that comes out from the Christmas sales, like
Black Friday,
Cyber Monday, all that, because from what I've been reading, like, obviously, people are going to spend, but it seems like they're waiting for those sales and then that'll be it.
Yep.
But, yeah, the data will tell the truth. So let's see what that data says come January or whenever it's actually released. So
The 0.25, so if the average loan is $500,000 Australia, you're looking at an extra $76 per month. Yep. And if you have a look at May last year, it's about $1,200 extra a month.
I think that's the big one, isn't it? Like, since May, considering not only has your mortgage gone up by 12-10 a month, but everything else has gone up too, like this whole inflation thing, like your grocery bill's gone up, your fuel's gone up, everything else has gone up around us as well. So real wage growth is declining, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. It'd be interesting to see what happens, you know, unemployment and stuff like that too, because I think a lot of businesses have reinvested into their business and putting staff on over the last 12 months too. So whether that... is a detriment to some of the results we've seen today, but we'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to move in December. I mean, I think a lot of the sort of media hype there in the last sort of 10-15 minutes, from what I can read anyhow, is saying that probably February, March, there might be another review. You know, in terms of cash rate increase, we'll wait and see. No one can tell. I mean, as I said, the Economist a month ago didn't ever know that this would happen. So,
as you said, it's just moving so fast. Like, it's such a fast moving target. Like, who are we to predict what's going to happen in February, you know?
It's like the Melbourne Cup today.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, look, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, customers that are pre-approved, you know, on our book at the moment, that are, you know, still searching for properties. Most of the lenders are still honouring the assessment rate based on now. So none of those big banks have passed any or none of the lenders have passed on any cash rate increase yet from today's announcement, from what I can see, but no doubt it'll happen. But for most clients that are pre-approved, they won't see any detrimental impact to their pre-approval. Some banks might be. I mean, if you're dealing with a bank, for example, then some banks will not honour the cash rate, or the assessment rate. So just give us a call if you've got any questions about your pre-approvals as well.
And if you are looking to do a pre-approval, some banks will hold that assessment rate and that will take you to the middle of February as well.
Yeah, correct. Yep. Yeah.
So, good thing to think about over the Christmas and New Year period. If you are looking for properties and you're a bit nervous about the rates, good time to come see us, because we'll obviously choose a lender that's going to hold that assessment rate for that 90 days.
Yeah, correct. So
I was just going to say, for people thinking about pre-approval, definitely want to get in quickly though, because the longer you wait, the less options you'll have.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yes, yep. So not the news we were hoping for today.
No, not what we were hoping. No. Not what we were hoping Colin, for, what did, but what did we you did say? Know it was
What did you say at the start of the week?
Yeah, I thought no. I thought there was – I mean, obviously all the evidence was against me, but I thought they might give it another month for some more data to come out, but they obviously haven't done that, so – but look, the one thing that made clear the RBA governor anyhow is that if inflation's not under control, what they don't want is for inflation to creep up again, because it would be damaging, you know, for the economy. History tells us that it's damaging for the economy. So they had to do something, but I thought they might have waited just another month, to be honest with you. But
I'd love to know where people are cutting their spending. If there's $1,000 less in every household, you know, for people that have mortgages, or whether it's their rent's gone up, then where are they cutting their spending?
I think people are looking for extra jobs.
That's what I've heard. Extra jobs, pulling the belt in. You know, and I think the other thing too is that customers have saved through COVID years, through COVID months. But I think those savings are being depleted now. You know, so again, I think there's still a lot of data to come over the next sort of six months. Anyhow, with fixed rates still coming up, there's still a number of clients that are fixed. You know, they're still spending. Maybe there's a little bit of a skew in numbers that they're getting. The RBA, that is. So we'll see what happens over the next 3 to 4 months. I think Christmas time will be the sort of telling point, in my opinion, because when the data's released in January, that'll incorporate the Black Friday
retail spending data. And that's what I think is like a truer indication of the economy. Like, as I was saying before, like off air. Like what I was saying before was like the consumer can't actually control fuel prices. We can't control oil prices overseas. We can't control our mortgage rates or rent prices. We can control what we spend retail. Like we can control our retail spending.
Yep.
So that's what's going to be really interesting to see, that retail spending data, which I personally think surely it's going to take a hit this year.
Yep.
As I was saying, like the Black Friday sales, they might get a bit of a boost through the sales, but that's just people looking for a bargain and then just nothing else. So let's just see, how that data looks.
100%. So anyhow, back to better news. Hopefully the Melbourne Cup starting soon so we can see a bit of our mortgage repayments back.
See the horses lining up.
Good luck.
All right, we shall do this December. We'll see what December looks like. But until then, keep a listen out for all other podcasts.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. All of these episodes are available to download for free wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care.